North Canterbury's community radio station, Compass FM, north, south, east, west, we're all over the place. Dan Gordon, Mayor of the Waimakariri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Kerry. How are we?
Oh, we are okay. Me and my schizophrenic self are fantastic at this particular stage. Dan, you went up to Wellington last week for local government, a bit of a hooey up there. Was it all the councils that met in Wellington?
Yes, there was all representatives of all the councils. It was to discuss the future of local government and to try and reach consensus on the future of local government report. There were 17 recommendations. It actually went better than I thought it would, in the sense of the way which we discussed the issues. There's a couple of things that we're probably not going to universally agree on, but the pathway that was developed seemed pretty sound to me. It's just one issue that in the report that recommends that a degree of entrenching the treaty in the Local Government Act, Treaty of Te Tiriti of Waitangi, and it's fair to say that there isn't universal agreement on that. And I sit in the category of actually legislating for something that should be for relationships, and those are the things I don't agree with, in the sense that relationships are something you build and partnership comes from that, and that's the space that I feel, and I would say that a number feel in that direction, and it's something you build over time, and you can't legislate for something like that when it's something that's really important and should be fundamentally important to you. And our relationship as a council with Ngāi Tuhiriri is very important, and we invest a lot in that space because that relationship means something to us, and that's the important part.
And absolutely, in Waimakariri, I do know that the relationship between local iwi and the council is actually really good. However, and let's concentrate on that, because that's what we're talking about right here. That's actually a really good thing for those councils around the country that may not have the same sort of relationship. Well, then maybe you might want to invest in some time, and that would probably need to go from both sides of it as well. Yeah,
absolutely. I don't hear from any council that's not something they want to invest in. Look, hey, we've had our moments with on Three Waters and those other things with our local Runanga, but like any families, there is the occasional disagreement, but we still love each other at the end of the day and want to build the relationship and continue on that path. So that's the bit that's important, and find the things that we can agree on. So as a sector, there is a great deal of optimism in that report, but it'll be up to the new government to determine the parts that they want to in fact invest in or not invest in. And I think from a perspective for our sector, the most important thing is around funding, actually, and increasing that share with councils, and the because the government get the most of the revenue take, and then it falls on the ratepayer to pick up the balance of the, in actual fact, a lot of instances, the what we call the unfunded mandates. So it's by legislation we're required to do things, but there's not funding that necessarily comes along to support it. So that's the discussion we want to have, and how we might get a share of the revenue. For instance, the Mayor of Dunedin, and it's not a new concept, but talks about returning a portion of the GST that's collected in the area to the councils. Well, that would really help with some investment, and particularly smaller councils that have got high tourism through there. The burden falls on the ratepayer to pick up that investment, not the tourist that comes through. So GST is one of those mechanisms that may well fix it. So I just hope a new government will be open to that conversation and where we can take it.
Will the new government carry on with the reform for local government? Because this was was this from the previous Labor government that they decided that this is what they wanted to do? So National are going to carry on with this?
Well, they've not given a commitment at this point, and yes, it's fair to say that was an initiative of the previous government, but asked by Local Government New Zealand at the time of reforms and other things, that we actually needed to have this conversation. We'd have appreciated their assistance in pulling it together.
Didn't Jim Palmer have something to do with this?
Yeah, he did. He was the independent chair, along with other experts from around the country. Well, when I say experts, representatives from our sector that came together to sort of consider what they felt would take local government to the next level and so ensure that we were sustainable going forward.
So you've had the meeting. Will there be anything that will be coming from this particular meeting?
Yeah, they're proposing to have a special general meeting in December, and there's an item on our council agenda today that will that authorises me to vote on the council's behalf, but also that I will engage with the council prior to that, which I would do. I wouldn't want to represent our council without knowing what their thoughts are, and that will be how I will vote.
Yeah, absolutely. So you, the council today?
Yeah.
A couple of things on the agenda. Is there a funding for cycleways, or are you wondering about whether you've got funding for cycleways?
Well, we found out a couple of weeks ago, after we'd gone through quite an extensive consultation, that the funding has been paused by Waka Kotahi, recognising that there is a new government coming in. I think wisely they've decided to just pause that, because there's a significant amount of money being set aside for that. So there are a number of projects that we'd already been out for. One is the cycle link through Southbrook, and also the Rangura to Woody End. Both, as far as we're concerned, important. We've got a recommendation from the Rangura Ashley Community Board on the Rangura part, which will be considered today. In my sense, as I will support that, there is a part in the recommendation that says that it's subject to achieving funding. So if we don't achieve the funding, then we're not likely to proceed on that, because it's, I think, around 70% subsidy. And the reason we were proceeding with that was because we got the funding in place. So it'd be a shame if it wasn't, actually, because they're two really important projects that will make a big difference and make cycling, walking and cycling safer. And I'm constantly surprised how many people I run into that use our cycle network, and it's just important we keep them safe.
Have you got the Merrill Cycle organised? You were looking at getting an electric bike there, Mike.
I'd love to get one, Kerry. We'll see what Father Christmas brings me this year, if I'm a good boy.
If you're a good boy. Now, I read in the newspaper last week a pretty big story about Ahoka, a planned sort of a settlement, or expanding the settlement. Yeah. Now, please explain, were the council for it or against it?
Well, it's complicated, it's in complicated. The sense that it's a, well, not complicated, but it's a private plan change. So council is obliged to put that out for process, which it has. Our council made the decision that we would submit it opposed to it, in a range of reasons, because we just didn't think that what was proposed was appropriate for Ahoka, the infrastructure, and the other concerns we had, and including change of character, rural character and amenity to the area. So it went through an extensive process. It was well over 600 submissions, and the commissioners, independent commissioners, I might add, made the decision recommending to council that we decline it. So it's a matter that will come to council today, and it can either accept or reject that. I'd be very surprised if we didn't accept it.
92% were against it, though, is that right?
Yeah, a significant number. Mm. And mainly for the reasons that were put. Private plan changes are a part of the RMA, but I personally think it's wrong that when you're going through a district plan review, as we have, and we've considered things extensively, that you're able to submit private plan changes through that. And in fact, I've made that point to the minister, and I sit on the local government resource management steering group, and I've also made that point there, because I think, look, there's nothing wrong with having private plan changes, but it completely compromises what you're achieving if you're able to do that through this. So they were getting some further advice on that. The Spatial Planning Act, which is the new piece of legislation, we're not clear where that new act will go, because with the new government they're signalling more return to localism, which I support. I think regionalising decision making as would be proposed, or as has been proposed and been through the first stages of legislation, I don't think's right.
You said three times so far this morning that with the new government things could possibly change. Is this healthy?
Yeah, that's democracy. And look, the previous government signal changes. There were some major pieces of that we fundamentally disagreed with, and that's part of democracy. One of the pieces of that which I'm particularly pleased with is the indication by the new government that it will review Three Waters and will introduce legislation to repeal the present legislation and return to more, well, to a partnership with local government in the respect that we will have up to, as is presently drafted as a policy, we'll have up 12 months to propose what we intend to do and whether that's go alone or we form part of a more regionalised or with other councils if we wish. You've got to convince the local government minister that's the right path. And so I personally think that that's a much better way, and that's what we're arguing, or not arguing, but strongly advocating with the previous government to do, and they decided not to. And it's a shame, because that was a missed opportunity that's cost everyone, taxpayers, a huge amount of money in wasted consultants and installing an entity-based system that will be undone now. And that's part of the democratic process, so it's one that I do support, and our council does support strongly.
Excellent. Meeting today, any scoops apart from what we talked about this morning?
No, not really, Kerry. There's other items on the agenda, but they're the sort of the pretty much the main ones today. Yeah. Just want to mention that I attended a funeral yesterday of a very fine gentleman who gave a huge amount of service to our district. He's largely responsible for our infrastructure, Three Waters infrastructure being in the space it's in. And certainly post-earthquake was one that ensured that our, with others, but he was the lead to ensure that we recovered as strongly as we did. His name was Gary Booch. Just short of 8 years ago, was diagnosed with motor neuron disease. Very cruel way to have an illness that ultimately causes your death. So it was very moving to attend his service, and we had two of the senior staff there who spoke beautifully about what he meant to our council and our community. So rest in peace, Gary. Good man,
Gaz, and as I say, rest in peace as well. Good Greg. Dan Gordon, Mayor of the Waimakariri, will have another chat to you next Tuesday at about the same time.
Look forward to you.
Compass FM.